With Montana News, I am Freddie Monatis. It was a big day for the Blackfeet tribe today. This morning, U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell announced a negotiated settlement with an energy company to cancel oil and gas leases in the Badger 2 Medicine area, considered sacred to the tribe.
So this is a historic day for the Blackfeet Nation, for the U.S. government, and for our industry and conservation partners, as we cancel 15 leases that were let in the early 1980s in an area that should never have been opened for oil and gas leasing.
The 130,000-acre Badger 2 Medicine is on National Forest land just south of the Blackfeet Reservation and borders Glacier National Park on the east. Two oil and gas leases remain in the area. Federal officials have been unable to contact their owners. A third is being disputed in federal court. And today, the Blackfeet Water Rights Compact passed out of a key House committee, moving next to the full House. The compact would create legal certainty around long-disputed tribal water rights. Blackfeet Business Council member Roland Kennerly.
It's going to promote a lot of jobs for our members, which we've been pulling for, and it's a great day for the Blackfeet members.
The water compact has been years in the making. It passed Montana's legislature in 2009 and passed the U.S. Senate last September. And the White House today announced that the late Blackfeet activist Eloise Cabell will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Cabell led a 15-year legal fight against the federal government over mismanagement of Indian trust funds. She'll be among 21 recipients of the Medal of Freedom honored at the White House next Tuesday. In addition to the lawsuit that ended with a $3.4 billion settlement, Cabell was a rancher who helped found Native American Bank. She died of cancer in 2011. Cabell's son, Turk, issued a statement today saying that his mother would consider the medal an award for all Native Americans. New forecasts are predicting a strengthening Montana economy and a modest revenue boost over the next 2 years. The separate revenue estimates were released this week by Governor Steve Bullock's budget office and the Legislative Fiscal Division. The rosy outlook follows recent declines in oil, natural gas, and coal tax collections. Income and corporate tax revenue were also below expectations. The forecasts show the state's general fund growing as wages increase, oil prices rebound, and interest rates rise. The estimate predicts general fund revenue will rise from $2.1 billion from last summer to $2.45 billion in 2019, about the same as the legislature's outlook. The governor's report says the state isn't predicted to enter a boom period, but the economic conditions will be better than the last couple of years. A key author of the Clean Air Act and other landmark environmental laws, who was from Montana, has died. Leon G. Billings, a former aide to Maine Senator Edmund Muskie, died yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, after suffering a stroke while visiting family. He was 78. Born in Montana, Billings moved to Washington in 1962 and had a 50-year career in politics and public policy. Montana Trout Unlimited is asking the U.S. Forest Service to close public lands in the Smith River drainage to mineral exploration. The conservation group filed the request with the Helena, Lewis & Clark National Forests in October. It argues that any mining could harm a popular trout fishery, recreational opportunities, and big game habitat. David Brooks with Montana Trout Unlimited said today that the organization made the request because of Tintina Resources' Black Butte Copper Project. Forest spokeswoman Kathy Bushnell says the request has yet to be reviewed by the Forest's Minerals Program. Tintina spokeswoman Nancy Slepp calls the group's request a publicity stunt and says Tintina does not currently plan any exploration on the claims. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.